This is a recording of Dr. Tom Rozelle for Sunday, October 18th, 2015. You can listen to this program live every Sunday afternoon from 12 noon to 1 p.m. right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed on this program are not the views of 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Dr. Tom Rozelle live right now on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle live in studio, waiting to take your phone calls on any aspect of integrative and natural therapeutics that you may want to have a little different. You know, why is that about what's going on with you, whether you have a headache or back pain or, you know, allergy reaction? There may be a different outcome other than the drugs that you're taking. So why don't we talk about it? 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Love to talk to you. Let's kind of go through the weeds a little bit, so to speak, and see what we can do to make a difference in your life. You know what? Ageless Health 2015 is in the books. It was yesterday. It was amazing. It was a jammed, packed house. It was over the top. Probably the best that we've ever done. One of those events that you never want to forget, that you really influenced people's lives. The guys were, you know, just totally, totally salient and sync with each topic, one leading into the other. And we had a very special guest, someone who is a very dear friend, somebody who flew in from the West Coast, you know, to be part of this production, part of this seminar, and spoke on the why the brain kind of gets beat up because it goes into a very acidic pattern, but what you can do about it as far as turning that around and alkalizing. And without saying much more, I'd like to introduce someone very close to me, Dr. Howard Cohen. Hey, Dr. Howie, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me here on your show. I've heard about the show for a long, long time from a lot of our colleagues and friends and people in the public, and it's just great to be with you here and talk to the audience about what's possible for their health.
Well, it's always fun. You know, we've known each other for way, way a lot of years, 20-some 8 or 9 years, and you know, every time that I'm around you, I get motivated. I get excited because you always have a different perspective. You're not the run-of-the-mill guy. And, you know, just to give our audience a little bit of background, not only is he a phenomenal chiropractic applied kinesiologist out in the Los Angeles area, L.A., California, but in addition to that, he is a founder of an amazing company called 7.2. And that company develops products that are about alkalizing the body. And 7.2 came from, you've heard me talk many, many times over years, that your body's pH has to stay between 7.2 to 7.3. And that was the genesis of this amazing, you know, development that you put together. Tell us a little bit about why and, you know, the story behind that, and we'll talk about that. But I also want to talk about yesterday's seminar, because you were part of it and you presented so very well. And, you know, it was just over the top that day.
It was. Thanks, Doc, and thanks for pointing out 7.2. And like yourself, everything started with the triangle, what we call the triad of health, and our structural health, chemical health, emotional health, and that about the body, which is anything could cause anything. And with what we do in practices, the goal is as we say, if you're not testing, you're guessing. And we have this beautiful system in applied kinesiology where we can help people find their way to what's happening, or more importantly, what's not happening with their health. And nutrition's always been a big part of what we've done and working, you know, throughout the years and trying to get people to eat the diet that they really know that they need to be eating. I mean, everybody who's watched Dr. Oz at least once knows that they should be eating more green vegetables, eating healthier foods, eating things that are non-GMO, all those types of things. But if it's not simple, it's not easy, and if it's not cost-effective, and most of all, if it doesn't taste good,
they don't.
They're not going to do it.
And they're not going to do it. People are, you know, junk food expedient experts today.
Exactly. You know, when looking at this, the world didn't need another nutrition company. They definitely need another, even alkaline company. What they needed was something simple that anybody, whether you're age 2 or 92 and everybody in between, could say those four magic words, which are, I can do this. And if we don't make it simple, we don't make it easy. And again, if we're going to change needs a future, which is the planet we're leaving for, the diet, the food availability that our kids don't have, that their parents had. One of the things we talked about yesterday at the Ageless Health Seminar was the New England Journal of Medicine report that came out not that long ago that said that for the first time in 200 years, two centuries, our present-day children are predicted not to live as long as their parents because of type 2 diabetes.
That's awful. It's amazing. Yeah. And we're too fat. We're too, you know, we're too sluggish. We can't think the way that we're supposed to. We're getting progressive degenerative diseases that are showing up that were never there before, and people are really falling apart.
Correct, and they're showing up younger. Things that we attributed to senior diseases are showing up with our children, really. Things like diabetes, things like obesity, and you know, in just even our neighbors to the south in Mexico right now. In my career and yours, heart disease, cancer, stroke, those are the big killers. Now in Mexico, the number one killer is type 2 diabetes. They're actually subsidizing their citizens to get lap band surgeries just to get them to stop eating.
Oh, shit. And that's a whole different subject. I mean, it's like, you know, oh my God, right? You go into this lap band, you start altering stomach production of acids and digestive enzymes and so forth, and they're not digesting anything anymore. They're not bringing any nutrients in the body. But, you know, I made a comment yesterday when I was doing the program in my portion of the presentation. I said, you know, when I started practice almost 40 years ago, people were a lot easier to fix then than they are today. People don't respond as quickly to any type of intervention and therapeutics, let alone, you know, trying to, you know, intervene medically and making the pattern much worse. You've seen that. I know you have, you know, repeatedly in your practice.
Without a doubt, when we started decades ago, we were taught the triad of health, as we talked before, structure, chemical, emotional. Now it's not a choice, it's a have to, where you could use one modality. Someone could see their acupuncture, their chiropractor, their nutritionist, or their therapist and get a result. Now if you can't yourself as a physician, or you don't have a center that provides all these modalities, you're not going to get people all the way from point A to point B with their health, because there is so much interference that's being run with the stressors people are under, the foods they're not eating, the toxics in their environment, and the fact that we're sitting in a chair. They say that sitting is the new smoking.
It is. You know, you're jamming the circulatory pattern of the body. You're not able to get rid of lymphatic movement. You're not breathing the way you're supposed to. Your body's beginning to shut down. You don't have the oxygenation to change. I mean, it goes on. We could go on and on and on with that. But anyway, if you have a question for Dr. Howard Cohen or myself on any topic, it doesn't have to be the one that we're playing with right now, 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Let's hear from you today, but I want to also emphasize, listen, you know, yesterday was an amazing event. It was one of those times that I walked away, I looked at my staff, I was so proud, I was so happy with what they did. Every speaker was amazing. The topics were very understandable. You know, get a guy like Dr. Harlan Browning, you know, we lovingly call him the professor, and he takes such complicated information on the brain and the communication of the rest of the body, and he makes it simple. He makes it understandable. He makes it usable. It's applicable. Everybody walked away with tremendous amount of information and data and so forth. The vendors were great. Obviously, you know, you guys were there, and I'm so honored, you know, that you were part of this event, that you were willing to come out, and you were a speaker at the hour for lunch, and people got to be able to really enjoy your knowledge, your background, the capacity that you have as a doctor. And, you know, I want to talk a little bit about, you know, what you presented yesterday at lunchtime, and, you know, the data, the information that you gave everybody.
I don't even know where to start, only because you went listening to you talk reminded me of all the great speakers. And what's so amazing about the different speakers that you had yesterday is that they're all under one roof at the Rozelle Center. And I know that people have been listening to the show for a long time know that, and maybe had the blessing to hear from some of these people on your show. Other people who are brand new to your show really need to know more about what this center has to offer. And, you know, it's so funny because my practice is in Orange County, California, at the Health Institute, and you know, people say, hey, who do you know in this town? Who do you know in this town? Who do you know in this town that does what you do? I want to refer my friend in there in a different state. And it's very rare to have one clinic that has all the different modalities under one roof. And the Rozelle Center is exactly that. And not only that, then to reach out with your yearly seminar with your Ageless Health and really bring it on the road and kind of show people what's possible is been a gift. And to be part of that was neat, you know, because I know that to be brought into the family a little bit here, myself, Jessica Albuquerque, who really helped spread the 7.2 brand worldwide, was out there helping us as well. It was great. And one of the things that I enjoyed the most compared to other seminars is that a lot of seminars are what we call a data dump. You'll come and you'll get information, and that's great. But you know what? I could stay home on the internet and get information. But to get solutions.
Yep.
You got solutions. I got action steps. I got solutions. I got people telling me what I can do Monday morning to really change in having that demonstrate real-time strategies and interventions of things they can do.
You know, our mutual friend, Tony Robbins, you know, Tony had always said, and I said it on stage yesterday, never leave the site of a decision without taking action on that. And at the end of the day, that's one of the things that we did. We sat there and I let people, you know, we took them through the process of really realizing where they are right now. And I made a comment and I said, you know, where you are right now is perfect. And the justification for that is simply that you are. But what it doesn't preclude, it doesn't rule out, is change. If you don't like it, you can make a decision. So what we did is we went through and said, you know, think about all the things that you've lost up until now because of your unwillingness to shift or your, you know, monocular focus. And what's going to happen if you continue the process? What's going to happen a year from now, 3 years from now, 10 years from now? Are you still going to be on the planet? Are you still going to be able to function and contribute, or are you going to be in a wheelchair? Are you going to be sitting there and being able to non-function? So I let them get to that place and I said, okay, give me three things that you're going to do now, today, right now, between now and the next 24 hours, that is going to solid you into this commitment. Because so many of us have forever made commitments to ourselves and then we dropped them off. And it was brilliant. It was amazing. You know, you spoke about at lunch yesterday, you spoke about how the brain begins to degenerate because of its acidity and yep. why it's so important. And we kind of, you know, push that thought process. You got to go alkaline. You know, tell us a little bit about, you know, the points that you brought up.
Sure. You know, people have heard that before, whether their friend had alkaline water, or they went into Whole Foods and heard about it, or they read about it, or someone had a health challenge and then they were told that if they became more alkaline, they would get healthier. And, you know, the reality is that we're not trying to turn anybody into vegans. We're not trying to turn everybody into vegetarians. The reality is that 80% of the average American's plate is full of acidic foods. And an acidic food isn't necessarily bad. It's just way out of balance with what we're doing. So an acidic food could be, unfortunately, the things we love, the cookies, the candy, the cake, the beer, the wine, the soda, the pasta, the bread, the meat, the chicken, the fish. Hungry yet? Those are the things that we're eating all the time. And then the alkaline foods are the things that never really make it on our plate. They're the things like the kale, the broccoli, the chard, the bok choy, the beets, all these different things that your kids make a face every time you try and shove it in front of them. And, you know, having two children, yourself being a father and now a grandfather, I mean, the thing you look at is like, oh, if we don't give a strategy to these children that can have them get this food in their body, they're screwed, for lack of a better term. They have no chance. I mean, when we were young, food was different. You know, you might have to eat 12 apples today to equal one apple, get the nutrients of one apple grown 60 years ago in the same spot because of factory farming, non-rotation of crops, all the different herbicides, pesticides, fungicides. So with 7.2, the goal was to really create a program. We call it Health Made Simple, a three-step program to help people not only get their health back, not only have a strategy to work on the things that they've done to themselves for the last 10, 20, 30, 40 years, but also give them something that allows them a little wiggle room. We say, if you do the crime, you got to do the time. They'll be in denial and think you're not going to have that piece of bread if it's great. Or
absolutely. There's that 95-100 rule, or 90-100, 85-100 rule. The thing that is, when we slip, you have to get yourself up and keep moving. And this is something, and my patients know, the people that are listening to me all over the place have never, they know that I don't promote product ever. And this is, you know, knowing you, having the respect that I have for you, knowing your background, knowing that you and I share the same love of family called applied kinesiology, you know, we do things very differently. This is a home run. This is something that is really amazing. We're going to talk more about it as we come back after the break. We have several of you online. We're going to get to your phone calls. 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. We're recapping Ageless Health 2015, a day that was outstanding and that everybody that was there, well over 200 people, will not long forget. We'll be right back after this message. Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozell here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozell Live. Yes, we're in studio on this very cool but very lovely, lovely Washington day. 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Ageless Health 2015 is history. It's done. It was magnificent. It was one of the most amazing productions, number 15, and it was over the top. It was perfect. It was salient. It was information packed. It was usable, and everybody left at a very, very high energetic level. My guest today in studio, dear friend, somebody who I've admired for a whole lot of years. We've known each other like forever. Dr. Howard Cohen from Los Angeles, California, and the Cohen Health Institute out in L.A. We have a phone call. Morgan, are you still hanging in there? Morgan.
Hello.
Hi. How can we help you?
I thought it was a pretty simple back strain a month and a half, 2 months ago. And then it has turned into what I read. It seems like sciatica. It's on one side. It's not so terribly painful, but the leg is starting to get numb.
Not a good thing.
I've got some stretching exercises. I'm not even sure if I should be doing those.
Is it down the front of the leg or the back of the leg?
Both. Mostly the front of the shin is where the numbness started, but the pain is in the back.
Okay.
Down through the buttocks and thighs.
Okay. A typical sciatic pain generally, I mean a true sciatica, you've got leg pain and it could be affecting many nerve roots, but a sciatic nerve pain is generally down the back of the leg and it can often go into the foot. But the sciatic nerve really is kind of a misnomer. It's five nerves. It's not just one. It's a group of nerves that two of them come off the spinal area of your low back, and then a couple come out of your pelvis. They come together about the size of your thumb, and then they exit right at your buttock, and it goes down the leg. And depending on which one of those nerves are irritated is going to determine the distribution of the pain. Now, in the front of the leg, the thigh muscle or going down the front is often a nerve called the femoral nerve. And that's also a couple different nerve roots. And again, the branches will determine distribution and where you feel the pain. Once you start, you know, pain is not something that should be there ever. And sometimes you can do things with exercise that will allow, you know, the body to restore normal function. But if you've been using exercise and there's no shift, particularly within anywhere up to a week, I'll even give you a week's time, 7 days, at that point it's got to be looked at relative to its underlying why is that. And so many times what we see is that there's just a disrelationship mechanically in the lower portion of the spine that's causing this leg pain, or the pelvis itself. It's out of its normal juxtaposition, so to speak. It's out of its normal integrity. And to fix that, it's not going to take a drug. It's going to take more than exercise. You have to have somebody who understands body mechanics and manual skills to be able to work with that and to move the vertebrae. So, which, you know, you have to find out, is there degenerative disease of the disc spaces? Are the disc spaces, meaning, are they narrowed? Are they crushing that nerve? Are they irritating the nerve? Or in some situations, is there such muscular imbalance and misfiring that the nerve is being overstretched, the cord is being irritated in some way? So, you know, if you've listened to the program, you know, you'll hear me say that there's only three things that cause anything: either injury to the body through the neural structural system, biochemical imbalance, things you eat you shouldn't, things you need more of, you don't get enough of, electromagnetics, you know, that exists. And the third is emotional stress. And that's superimposed upon five different systems. And we look at the nervous system, we look at the energetic system, we look at the removal of waste through the lymphatic system, the movement of spinal fluid, blood supply, and so forth. So you have to look at those things and see where it's, you know, where it broke down. And it's usually insidious. It's something that starts over a period of time. However, based on what you're talking about, these are things that can be resolved, and, you know, you shouldn't allow that to sit much longer. Do your exercises. Try to stretch it out. Now, I'm going to give you a guideline. Many sciatic pains or sciatic-like pains are a result of patients environmental insults. In this situation, what I'm talking about is diet, and very consistent with Dr. Cohen and I are talking about with the body being alkaline. But the more acidic type of foods that you eat, for example, sugar sodas, coffee, black teas, fast food, fried foods, alcohol, gluten, additives, preservatives, GMOs, and actually we could add a few more. Dr. Cohen's sitting here laughing, and, you know, because the truth of it is that causes the body to break down, the joint spaces not to have the integrity that they should. But at the end of the day, that can be part of the trigger. But once it's there, once that mechanical piece is not operational the way it's supposed to, then now you've got to fix the mechanics, but you also have to fix the biochemistry. So I would take a look at what's going on with you. Understand that, give yourself a few more days of exercise. If it doesn't fix it and really resolve the problem, then I would encourage you to either give one of my docs a call at, you know, the Rozelle Center for Healing, or somebody that does the work that we do in applied kinesiology. You want to add anything to that? You got 25 seconds, Dr. Cohn.
Well, you know, sciatica is short for sciatic radiculitis, and anytime there's anitis, there's an inflammation. So like Dr. Tom said, always look at what you're doing, thinking, or not doing physically that's adding to that inflammatory process.
Morgan, I hope that helps. We're coming up to a break. Unfortunately, we have to cut things a little shorter sometimes than we want to, but if you'd like to get a hold of us offline, drtomrozelle.com. We'll be right back.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live continues now on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. Give me a call, 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Having a great time this morning talking to a very dear friend, a presenter yesterday at Ageless Health 2015. As I said, it was an outstanding, outstanding event, far better than even some of us thought might happen this year, because it was really over the top and it was packed house. It was great. Now you got to wait till next year, but we'll have snippets of it throughout the year. And remember that we always have our in-house continuing education programs. So go to rozellecare.com. That's rozellecare.com. Check out our lecture schedule. You're always invited. Remember, it's our gift to the community. There's no cost. The only thing that we require is a reservation so we can prepare for you. So we have something going virtually every week on different topics. So call, figure it out, go to the website, get a hold of us. If you need to talk to me when I'm not in the studio, the easiest way is by email, and you can do that through the website as well. Go to rozellecare.com. In studio with me, very dear friend, Dr. Howard Cohn from Los Angeles, was a presenter yesterday. Also, the founder of an amazing company called 7.2, and it's a company designed to produce products that keep you extremely alkaline, which is one of the things that we are constantly, constantly harping on, because bacteria and bugs and so forth can't live in an alkaline environment. Your body can't degenerate if you're alkaline. Neurological systems and immune systems begin to repair when you're alkaline. And, you know, we had questions yesterday from, you know, how alkaline and so forth, but we're going to get to that in a second, and we're going to talk about, you know, his company and his clinic and so forth out in L.A. But in the meantime, Barbara, thank you for calling. How can I help you?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I wanted to know about the flu shot this year, yes or no? If not, why not for older people?
Okay, my opinion, okay? Here's the deal. Last year they came out and they said, finally, all the things that I've been saying, doesn't work. Okay, they said don't, but then they came out because they have so much money invested and said, even though it doesn't work, it might give you some protection, so take it anyway. I want you to go from a common sense point of view. First of all, let me tell you what the effective rate is of flu shots generally throughout the year. And I'm going to give them a big, you know, broad basis of being somewhat right on with this thing. All right, so here's the deal. Flu shots in a good year, what the CDC will tell you, are somewhere in the neighborhood of 58% effective. What that means is that they produce antibodies to the inoculant 58% of the time. But what they don't tell you is that the absolute effectiveness rate, meaning how many antibodies are necessary, is only about 30%, maximum of 40% of that number. So now we'll give them 60%, and 30% of 60% is 18%. 18% of the people who get the inoculant have an immunity. You have a better shot at doing absolutely nothing. So in my body, I haven't had a flu shot since I've had one in my entire life, my freshman year in college, and as my son will tell you, when the dinosaurs ruled the earth. So it was years and years and years ago. So the point of it is that now you've got a shot that has a very, very low effectiveness rate. Plus, it's an attenuated virus, meaning that it's not completely dead. It can stimulate and give you the flu. And the CDC will tell you, no, it can't give you the flu. Well, guess what? Ask people who've got the shot. You get sick with the shot, plus all the other stuff that's inside of it. Dr. Cohn, would you like to jump into this little mess, since you're out in L.A. and you can't get any trouble here?
I'm sure this show is worldwide, my friend.
It is.
So, well, you know, I will tell you this. You know, in China, they say don't wait to thirsty to dig a well, which is, means it's a lot easier to stay well than it is to get well. And, you know, when we look at infectious agents, whether it's the flu or anything, it would be like walking in an alleyway and seeing rats on a garbage can and saying, look at all the garbage the rats brought. The garbage was there, then the rats showed up. That's really how it works. So really, our immune system has to be allowed to drop to get us in a, in an environment where we're actually going to worry about the flu. You ever have your child go to school, everyone gets a cold? Does everyone get a cold? No, who doesn't? The ones whose immune systems are intact. Stress lowers our immune system. Acidic diets and thinking lowers our immune system. Physical stress on our body lowers our immune system. So again, at the end of the day, it's what we do ourselves every day that's really going to be ultimate prevention. And the reality is those who might have immune compromise and then get the this virus shot into them, bypassing their body's natural systems. I'll let you do the math on that. Do you think if that's a good thing or not?
For my money, Barbara, not happening. Barbara, thank you for your call. I hope that helps you a little bit. But let me tell you this. Vitamin C, zinc, echinacea, and keep your body extremely alkaline, and you're going to be in great, great condition. And get some exercise, which is one of the most amazing immune stimulators that is. We're going to talk about Dr. Cohen's product 7.2 in a little bit, so pay attention to that as well. I want to go to one more call because it's kind of similar. Dow, how can I help you?
My question is about shingle vaccine, whether it's safe for autoimmune disorder and Parkinson's disease.
Thank you. Well, we're going to try to answer that as effectively as we can. Okay, sunshine, smile over there and answer the lady's question.
No, you know, throw that for me. You know, traditionally we say we can't tell you to do or not do something, especially if it's been recommended to somebody that you've paid money to go see. All I can really tell you is what I would be doing. And it's not for me. I don't recommend it to patients at all. Again, you know, the shingles, we're talking about a viral situation. But everything in my world, in my experience, always comes down with the thousands of patients we've seen over 25 years in practice is really prevention to make something happen. I have not seen enough evidence to make me feel comfortable telling my patients that they should do this to actually prevent something that's going on, which is really something that I have not seen put them in harm's way. It's something simple to fix once they get it, if they get it. So it's really something that I personally don't recommend. I tell people that they should do their own research, real research. My best recommendation is to actually go to the NVIC, National Vaccine Information Center. I think it's NVIC.org. I don't think it's .com. I think it's .org. To get real information, not biased information one way or the other, real facts and information about vaccines, their pros and their cons.
Here's the situation also, Dal. The advertising you see on television says if you've ever had chickenpox, you have the virus in your body. And you need to, so you know what they're doing? They're injecting you with the same virus. So why would you put more of the same thing in your body? This is the way my brain works. This is my thought process. So if you're going to get the shingles because you're activating the virus that your body is trying to protect you from, it's because your immune system is already messed up. It's already very low. So now you're going to get the shingles. There's tremendous amount of documentation out there that people who have gotten shingle shots end up with the shingles. It actually gives the same thing with the flu shots. People end up with the flu who've gotten flu shots. So for my brain, you know, I had chicken pox when I was a kid. And, you know, actually I had a really raging case of chicken pox. And there's no way that I'm ever going to get a shingles vaccine. Not happening. I'm going to keep my immune system as strong as I possibly can. And this goes to, you know, what Dr. Cohen and I have been talking about relative to, you know, 7.2 and the alkalinization of the body. You know, if your body stays alkaline, this stuff doesn't happen, does it, generally?
It's just very hard. I mean, the key is the strategy is, you know, in our offices, my office, your office, in our centers, we have thousands of nutritional products from hundreds of companies from around the world, all to make sure that we have very specific things that people might need in order for them to get and maintain their health or to, if they're a world-class athlete, look to go to the next level. What 7.2 started out of was that realizing that, you know what, 98% of the people in the world will never, ever know that our clinics even exist. They will not walk in a Whole Foods. When they think of Whole Foods, they think of more like Whole Paycheck. They just like can't afford it. And what they don't realize is there's not enough education out there watching TV and watching the news to tell them that they can't afford not to. So we created a simple strategy in our Health Made Simple program where people can get up in the morning, have a shake and a greens faster than they can get through a drive-through, healthier, less than the price of their Venti Mocha at Starbucks, their $5 footlong at the Subway. We created stuff for them, like what we call an alkaline booster they can take at night before they go to bed, get them right back to an alkaline state. Because at the end of the day, even not just what we eat, our greatest acidifier is actually emotional stress. It's a stress in our life. I, as well as you, have seen just tremendous athletes, fit people, great eaters come in, yet they have a health challenge. They have a disease that they've been diagnosed with because they have something emotionally eating them up inside. So if we don't buffer for that, if we don't fill the gap between what they're actually getting in their diet, what they're supposed to be getting, and pad it in their favor, then it's not if, it's when with their health.
You know, there's a gentleman yesterday, we did a Q&A at the end of the program, and he asked the question. He said, you know, how do you distinguish, and he said, which came first, the chicken or the egg? Alkalinity or acidity, inflammation, inflammation, acidity. And so I went and I broke it down. I said, listen, your inflammatory, when you talk about inflammation, you have to think acid, period. Acid can't show up unless there's an inflammatory response. The inflammatory response comes because of injury patterns, because of emotional stress, and because of dietary screw-ups. I mean, that's just the way it is. And now you have this cascade. So let's say if you have an injury to the body, and if the body's injured and now you're stressed out, and if the body's injured and stressed out and now you're not eating the way you're supposed to, guess what? You're on fire, and the joint spaces begin to break down. Dr. Cohen was very kind enough. We were sitting there yesterday and doing a post-mortem. And he immediately set up a website for us, for our listeners and for our patients and for people who, you know, find us online. It's agelesshealthstore.com. So you can go to agelesshealthstore.com, and his product is sitting there. 7.2 is there. You can read about it. You can learn about it. You can, if you're interested, you can order directly from their company, not from us. You can go directly to them and pick it up. But agelesshealthstore.com and check it out. I think you're going to find the product fascinating. But, you know, yesterday's program, Dr. Pina, one of our acupuncturists and doctor in naturopathic medicine, did a program, Brain on Fire.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really salient. It's right about what we're talking about. And when the neurological system and the brain are inflamed and this is city, the brain, it's really a fire that's taking place. And this can knock the fire out.
You can totally knock the fire out. One thing that we've seen in my journey and discovering what I was doing is looking for what is the one thing. The one thing in the beginning was I got to figure out a way to get kids, people, everyone to eat raw green foods and like it. You know, if you have a choice of a Krispy Kreme donut or a head of raw broccoli, the donut's usually going to win. And that's really the issue. At the end of the day, we are ruled by our palate. And in doing that, I was trying to figure out a way to alkalize or make healthier coffee. And by doing that, we had the discovery of something called molecular hydrogen. And we have it in a product we call Recovery, which is now around the world because it is really designed to put out that fire. It actually puts out what we say the forest fire, but at least your pilot light on, because there's a certain amount of activity, signaling molecules, things that are supposed to happen that make our cells communicate to keep the watch out for when things are not going right. So when people take antioxidants, if it blankets everything, then you actually don't always know what's going on. So it's what's called an educated molecule, the hydrogen molecule. We've been able to actually help bring it into this world in the United States in a form, in a tablet where people can take it, whether they're children, whether they're adults, whether they're suffering from something, or they're a world-class athlete. We have a hockey player, and we have almost every household name sport in the world now on these products, and it's their best-kept secret. They go, well, I haven't heard about it, because they don't want to tell anybody, because it's their secret
weapon.
Yeah,
absolutely. This is a great product, and again, my listeners know, I just don't promote products.
Right.
I just don't do it. And, you know, but knowing you all the years that I've known you and the respect that I have for you, and I know where your heart is, and I know you're one of the top applied kinesiologists in the country. You know your stuff. You have a very reputable go-to facility, very similar to ours. And you've come up with this piece because we have tons of protein shakes in our office.
Right.
And they're medicinal foods. We use them for a very specific purpose. But this is a product, the protein shake itself, I think it's got about 17 grams per serving, something like that.
And 21.
And then you add the greens to it and so forth. We test everything in the office. There's very few people that we test that this is not a fit for as far as a meal replacement or something that they can use periodically and so forth. Now, obviously, there's other things. There are other medicinal foods that we have to use for specific curing patterns. Mm-hmm. But nevertheless, I was impressed. And I'm not easily impressed. You know that. You know, I'm kind of, you know, the world's worst skeptic out there. I want to check everything 10 times a Sunday. But I have to applaud you on this. This is super. So if you want to check it out, go to agelesshealthstore.com and see what see what's there. Susie, how can we help you?
Hi there. I'm excited about looking at 7.2, but my question is, once or twice a day, I have my organic lemon, and I stir in a half a teaspoon of baking soda, and my hubby thinks there's something wrong with that. Well, I love it. It tastes fabulous, but I just wondered if I can get myself in trouble with baking soda, if you have an opinion on it.
Not necessarily at that dose. You know, my experience is that it's been an amazing, we call that the most cost-effective, simple healing remedy that anybody can do to alkalize. In fact, lemon and sodium bicarb are two of the ingredients in our alkaline booster that we have people take at night to make it simple in a capsule, along with a couple other herbs and other what we call alkalizing minerals that help digest, calm the system. We say in the healthcare world, if you're going to do the crime, you got to do the time, not be in denial about it. So rather than beating yourself up for eating the bread, the creme brulee, whatever, just go, hey, you know what? I'm just going to do this to offset that. And what you're doing is a tremendous step in the right direction for most everybody. It's been a really, really, really great move. I highly recommend it. And there are people and doctors around the country using baking soda that they're injecting the tumors to shrink them.
Indeed, but the thing that is that there is also a place where you can go to alkaline. There's somebody asked me about some alkaline other effects of the body. So you have to do it in a judicial way. We'll get into that at a different time. Susie, thank you very much for your call. Coming up to a break, my guest in studio, Dr. Howard Cohen. We'll be right back after some important messages.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You've been listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle live, as you do every Sunday, same place, same old time, 12 o'clock Eastern time on your radio dial. And don't forget to tell your friends about us. And when you need to talk to me when I'm not here, if you need to talk to somebody really quick, you go to the office phone, 703-698-7117. One of our doctors at the Rozelle Center for Healing will get back to you. They'll talk to you. They'll answer your questions. We again invite you to any of the programs that we do on an ongoing basis. They're there for your education. Our goal, our commitment to you is to educate you, to empower you, to give you the opportunity to help yourself. That's why we do this, and we've been doing this program for so many years. If you'd like to send me a note, I answer them. Go to either RozelleCare.com or go to DrTomRozelle.com, DrTomRozelle.com, DrTomRozelle.com. My guest in studio, Dr. Howard Cohen, a friend, an amazing intellect, a guy who has put together a amazing product, 7.2, goes with who he is as a clinical extraordinaire person. And 7.2 is one of these products that, you know, I can't help but acknowledge and say that it's the real deal. It really is. Because so many of you have gone out and you bought protein shakes and greens and so forth and can't even get near it in your mouth. It's like an awful situation. So this one, it tastes good. I mean, I had it for lunch yesterday because I was lecturing. I had a VIP section, and you had it for lunch. You were talking, you know, and so forth. George, how can we help you? Thank you for calling.
Hey, Dr. Rozelle, good to talk to you again. This is not a paid announcement. I just want to inject that before I say this.
That's awesome.
However, I've been listening to you, as you know, for a very long time, and I've actually took your advice on the alkaline, acidic components in the body. And as you know, I used to suffer gout terribly, and that's how I really started talking to you. And when you find out how you can adjust the pH in your body so it's not an alkaline, it's not an acidic body, a lot of people out there that might have joint and gout problems, they'll find out that those problems go away if they start doing that. So, you know, I do it the simple way, like the last caller, lemon juice and baking soda in the morning. And if you, like you say, if you slip up, it's not the end of the world. It's like missing a workout. Okay, I missed it, but get back on track. But I got to tell you, what you're saying is 100% true. So whoever's hanging on the line listening to this, again, it's not a paid announcement. It's an affirmation that what you say works.
George, thank you, buddy. I appreciate it very much. I appreciate your calls.
Have a good day.
Take care. So there you go.
There it is.
There you go. I mean, the truth of it is whether you have cancer in your body, you have degenerative arthritis, whether you have a gout problem like George has been talking about, whether you're susceptible to colds and flus, when your body is taken care of, because, you know, living in the Washington metropolitan area, one of the foremost things that we all suffer from is called stress. You know, when you live in this hot box and this electromagnetic field, it's craziness. It really is over the top. And today we're in the political season, right? And everybody's listening to the talking heads. When you're living in Washington, international news is local news, and it makes you crazy. I tell my patients, turn the tube off and go do something like listen to music, go for a walk, have a discussion with somebody that you love, and, you know, relax a little bit and try to blunt that. But, you know, so many people get caught up with their, you know, they're driving, you know, an hour and a half one way to work, an hour and a half back. They're sitting in traffic. That's just as bad as L.A. And it's, you know, pretty soon you said, oh, my God, you know, I want to get out of here. I lose my mind. Well, you got to do something in the interim to help yourself. And besides the, you know, trying to handle the emotions, trying to make sure that you see people like us, you know, structurally and energetically, but also you got to take care of your diet and you got to put things in. And 7.2 is really an amazing, amazing addition to that whole community of here's what I can do to help myself.
Yeah, I've really enjoyed this process. I mean, we've now gotten this product in over 17 different countries around the world. It's been a blessing to hear and watch children in different languages talking about how their lives have changed because of these products. And it's really, at the end of the day, it's just really simple. I mean, it all started with trying to make raw green foods taste good, trying to figure out a way for people to drink wheatgrass and barley grass and feel that they weren't licking the bottom of their lawnmower. And that's, you know, we always kid around and say most people remember, right, the first time they had wheatgrass because it's usually the last time they had it. They're like, oh, I'm not going to do this again. So there again, this is where it went my alkaline movement. And that was the end of it. So our goal was really, I felt we had a moral and ethical responsibility to do it because I saw all the things that happened with the people that were willing to do it. But I also saw that it wasn't sustainable. And I got to be honest, I saw a program done, a documentary done by Gabriel Cousins, famous medical doctor, and he took a bunch of insulin-dependent, morbidly obese, type 2 diabetics, and within 30 days transformed them, feeding them nothing but raw green foods. And then you watch it, all these people within 2 days lowering their insulin dose, 2 weeks off of insulin, 4 weeks being released of not having diabetes anymore, and you go, well, if it's that simple, I thought it was an epidemic. And then when they interview somebody at the end, they said, where are you going? Why'd you quit the program? For the one person that quit, he looked at the camera and said, I'd rather be dead than have to eat like that. And this is all of us. You know, we are our foodies. We love food. We love that easy. We love all that kind of stuff. So, you know, they say in the business world, if there's a big problem, there's a big paycheck for the people who figure out how to solve it.
Absolutely. And, the thing of it is, too, that we talk about, we like our food, but today's food, from the time I was growing up, or when I go to my father's village, you know, in Sicily, or I go into Turkey, I go into Greece, you go to the top of the mountains that haven't been touched by, you know, too badly by modern civilization. Food there tastes very different than it does on our day-to-day. Even when you're buying organic foods, the products are not the same. And, you know, one our guest yesterday talked about the bees and, you know, how can you have organic bees? It's a challenge. My dear friend, thank you very much for joining me today on the program. You know, particularly after a long day, it's been fun.
It's been great. Thanks for having me, and I look forward to all the great blessings that are happening for all your listeners from this show.
Thank you.
Who listen and continue to listen.
See you next week. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle.